Man, as far as freestyling goes, all I gotta say is this. If you don't get in the booth, put the headphones on, tell the producer or whoever or wherever you at home studio in your room or wherever you record your music at, if you don't tell that person to start the beat and just go off the top of your dome, not memorizing anything that you have written in the past or having words already written down, that's a freestyle. But if you, on the other hand, gotta write 4 minutes, gotta write a whole song for, you know what I'm saying, bars that equal up to 4 minutes, and then you go in the studio with the memorized verse, with the memorized bars, and you spit what you spit, that's not no freestyle. And another thing, on these videos, man, I done seen mass dudes, I ain't even say dudes, I done seen females do it too. MCs, artists, whatever you want to call yourself, is don't label it a freestyle if there's different angles in the camera. For example, if you out driving your car rapping, and then the next scene you in a parking lot and you still rapping on the same beat, and you got the song labeled as a freestyle, that's not a freestyle, my nigga, because you know what you gotta say. A freestyle is basically getting in front of the camera, saying what you gotta say, and that's that. You know, ain't no cut scenes, no none of that. So half you motherfuckers can't freestyle. You know, if you can't get in that motherfucker and just go through the whole beat, whether you fuck up or not. I mean, shit, y'all niggas hear my shit all. Y'all hear my shit. I got, well, it's my fourth volume. You know what I'm saying? Shit, I got 3 volumes out of freestyles. Some of that shit sounds sloppy as fuck. But at the end of the day, I don't give a fuck because I know it's a freestyle. You see the difference? Production, you know, production coming a long way. I'm producing my own shit. But I got a team of motherfuckers who produce my other shit that y'all ain't even heard. So just imagine if you feeling this shit. Imagine when this other stuff get released, you gonna go crazy. That's what's gonna happen. But I just wanted to clear that up because people is basically using misconception on this freestyle shit. If it's written down, it's not a freestyle. If you write it down and memorize it and you spit it, it's not a fucking freestyle. If you go into the booth, close your eyes or whatever the hell you do, snort your cocaine, get high, drink, whatever the fuck you do, shoot up, you know what I'm saying, pop your pills, and you go in on the beat until the beat stop, that's a freestyle. So don't get everything misconstrued like I be writing my shit, because I just go in the booth and I spit and I put my shit out. And regardless of what anybody got to say, that's what the fuck I'm going to do on these confidential freestyles, because it says confidential freestyles. It don't say YPD Walls, the confidential written verses, and in parentheses it says freestyle. It don't say that shit. So if you gonna keep it 100 about your craft, keep it 100 about your craft. You know, you ain't gotta just front and make people think that you freestyling hard like that, because half these motherfuckers can't even fucking rap. And I'm not even being subliminal. Yeah, I can't even sit up here and I can't point the finger at no one man. And the reason why I can't point the finger at no one man is because there's millions of people out here that sound the same. How you expect to get a deal, man, if you sound like Jeezy? How you expect to get a deal if you sound like T.I.? How you expect to get a deal if you sound like Rick Ross, Future, Lil Wayne, Drake? Motherfucker, you ain't finna get a deal because they already got them. You got to come with something different, man. You got to be original out here. There ain't too many people out here who got originality. That's why I always rock with those that sound different from what's the norm, you know. And just to break this little music industry thing down, if you on the West Coast, you should make West Coast music. If you in the Midwest, make Midwest music. If you down South, make down South fucking music. If you on the East Coast, make East Coast music. There's no reason why a motherfucker in the Midwest, when everybody know the Midwest is lyrical, there is no way that a person in the Midwest should be sounding like they from Atlanta. You jocking Atlanta style. The same goes with the East Coast and West Coast. Personally, I need to take my ass to the West Coast because I think I'm too lyrical for the Midwest, because the Midwest is turning to the down South. and it's some shitty shit. And motherfuckers is praising people out here like they praising people like they actually out here doing something. Just think, 20, 15 years from now, motherfuckers done spent 20, 15 years trying to be a rapper. When you 45, 50, and you still ain't make it, motherfucker, you gotta work. Social Security is damn near depleted for our generation, you know? So you better think long and hard about what you're doing. So if you want to stick out this little rap thing, as long as it's going to take you 39, 30, 40, wherever you want to be, you can be a 40, 45-year-old rapper if you want to be. Just make sure you're making some money while you're doing it. Don't just be out here, you know what I'm saying, making music and just posting it on these fucking social media networks and giving it to people for free and saying you're an artist, because you're not an artist. You make music just for fun. A real artist gets paid off of making fucking music, regardless of where they put it at. They get paid. See, I get paid off my shit. Regardless of what I drop, I get paid off my shit. It don't matter if it's $5, $10, $15, $20, $100, $200, $1,000, $500,000. It don't fucking matter. I get paid off my shit. Most of you motherfuckers can't say that. So what you need to do, you need to sit back and really analyze your situation. And if you shitty, motherfucker, you shitty. I done heard females and dude rappers that is just, I can't listen to it because they voice sounds so fucking annoying and people just bopping their shit like that's the hottest shit. That stupidity, man, then kicked in. But you know, one day you'll learn. If it ain't today, and if it's not tomorrow, and if it's not the next day or the week after that or the month after that or the year after that or 10 years after that, you gonna learn one motherfucking day. Everybody can't be a motherfucking rapper.